Looks like I caught another dirty human trying to sneak up on me again, hmm? I could smell you from miles away. Smelling so good. I can't wait to get into you. Wait, I know you. From that camping trip, Well, you and these guys, I am so sorry for the situation you're in right now. Although you're stuck in this trap, I am glad it's in mine and not the other traps by the other orcs, or they would have no mercy on you. I should have known a smell so good would be coming from you. How can I forget the smell? Anyway, I deeply apologize for the situation you're in, and yeah, good idea. I should definitely help you out here. I'm sorry about this, I really am. Oh, that should do it. No, wait. You can't go home like this. Look at your leg. Your pants have blood seeping through and you have a few injuries to your face. The least I can do is help you. Shh, stop. Don't move a single muscle. I'm going to carry you to my home and help you, and I'm not taking no for an answer. Now, let me pick you up. Oh, there we go. How easy was this? Can easily pick you up with one arm. I'm used to heavy lifting multiple trees on a daily basis, so you feel nothing compared to those. No, don't worry about the other orcs. In my arms, you are safe. I will protect you in case of anything. I can promise you this. Now, let me tuck you into my shirt to hide you and try not to make a sound, okay? I hope I'm not hurting you too tight in my arms. I know I am quite a muscular girl. That's you're probably not used to. Now, my home is only a few strides away, so shh, just got to be quiet. Now, welcome to my home. You can sit on this bench here I have while I try to get you cleaned up. I'm feeling so bad about this. I would never invite someone like you into our orc land. Never mind in our home, but then again, I may have intruded on you in the tent, so that's rich coming from me. So, whatever. But I'm going to gently place my my hands are nearly the size of your face. Your humans are just so cute. No. You have some blood over there. And some over here, but don't mind me as I clean this up. Why are you here? When I came to you, I told you not to go near the orc zone. Not even a toenail. inside here. I warned you this was dangerous. And after automating that together, you're the last one I would have wanted to come across our unforgiving traps. You came to find me? Well, that worked out, didn't it? But seriously, it is too dangerous for you to come here. After I'm finished with you here, I'm going to take you back to safety. I want you to go home. I don't want you to come back looking for me again. Have you got this? This is very serious, and I wanted to take this warning. You're very lucky that it was my trap you have fallen into. Or else you'll be getting burned on a stick right now and eaten as a replacement for the other side of your face now, please. So now you have said the reason you came here was to find me. What is it you need me for? We had one night together. What is it that you're so desperate to save me again that you endanger your own life? Do you need to tell me something so important? No? Nothing? Well, this was a very stupid thing to do. Don't look like this at me. I know I've been harsh on you, but... Alright, I'm just going to come right out and confess to you. I don't know, this is just really strange for me, but I've been thinking about you a lot myself, and I always thought it back to our night together in this tent, and I have been missing you. It's not often I have such company like this. Well, not even often, it's non-existent, but it felt amazing with you, and I don't know. Cringe. Now let's take a look at this leg of yours, shall we? Not as bad as I was expecting. Only burst the skin slightly. Lucky escape at this, because years ago someone got their whole leg ripped open from the trap. And now they have one leg, so you got a lucky escape. Very, very lucky. The stars are in place for you tonight. I'm telling you. I just feel so bad for the mess you're in right now, but losing your leg will just make me hate myself forever. Because spooning wouldn't be the same anymore, wouldn't it? That aside, that's the best I can do with it now. At least you know what happens if you try to do anything like this again. I know, but even though I warn you not to do this and you that you are hurt inside me, I still want you to come and see me. I don't know. I was always told not to interact with you humans, but I can't fight the urge any longer. Especially when you're smelling this good. Are you sure my teeth aren't getting too much in the way? I'm still self-conscious about my teeth. Okay, cool. I just don't want to take you home now. I want you to stay the night with me here, and I'll take you home tomorrow night. You have not had the orc bed experience yet. I am telling you, it will be better than the tent. Yes, I might ease myself from the trees. It might not look comfy, but once we're inside, it's very comfy. Well, are you just going to stand there? Come and join me. I'm sorry if I hugged you so harsh. I forget my strength and that you're hurt right now. How are you feeling? Is it less painful? I'm sorry this happened. Now I can hear the birds now. Looks like it's time for us to sleep, and that means for you to turn around. Let me warm you up and wrap my arms around you, and I can just smell you all night. Oh. See, a big orc girl like me is all you need. So comfortable and warm. Now you'll need a good rest to heal up. Is this okay, or is my creep?